Reuters.
The mobile industry seems to have largely shrugged off concerns over the potential health risks of using mobile devices, but according to Dr. David Servan-Schreiber, it's simply too early in the life of this now ubiquitous technology to be complacent about its long-term implications.
We know that the studies that have been done so far to follow the health of people who use mobile phones are completely unable to answer the question of whether there's a risk or not, because they follow people for less than 10 years, because mobile phones are such a recent technology. If you had people smoke a pack of cigarettes a day for 10 years, you would see no effect on cancer rates because they take 15 to 35 years to manifest.
Servan-Schreiber says after he published the book Anti-Cancer, he was contacted regularly by members of the public confused over the health implications of using mobile phones. So he assembled a team of 20 top experts to look into the issue.
And we came to the conclusion that it's very simple. One, electromagnetic fields from mobile phones penetrate the body, and in particular the brain. They do so much more in children to degrees that are truly alarming. If you look at the figure of mobile phone penetration, it goes all the way through the brain of a five-year-old. It goes only about this half, about this way, this deep in the adult brain if you have your phone here. Okay.
Servan-Schreiber's committee compiled a list of suggested precautions, including do not allow children under the age of 12 to use mobile phones except in the case of emergencies. Try to keep mobiles away from the body by using a hands-free kit or speakerphone mode. Avoid using phones when the signal is weak or when moving at high speeds, and keep mobile conversation short. Servan-Schreiber is a brain cancer survivor himself, though he hastens to add his cancer was diagnosed long before mobile phones went mainstream. He points out that even he has a mobile phone, which he'll continue to use. He says his warnings are merely meant to build awareness so users and manufacturers can avoid a rude awakening years down the line. Matt Cowan, Reuters.